Hi, welcome to Earth in Tune. This is a show that features music that mentions something about Earth or nature. I'm your host, Janice. This is the 21st chapter of the water version of the show, and the songs will be mostly mellow music. Today's show opens with a special guest,
Marilyn Jordan, to introduce her own song. Welcome to Earth in Tune. Tell us about yourself and your song, River Water.
Thank you so much, Janice. I really appreciate you having me here today. I'm an Oregon native, grew up in the Willamette Valley, grew up playing music. Like every good American teenage girl, got distracted by a guy and didn't play music for 20 years, and then started playing music again and realized that songs were showing up. I didn't set out to be a songwriter, they just started showing up. So then fast forward a little ways and I had teenagers, and teenagers are wonderful while they're growing and changing and all these things. And I was in a particular spot that was challenging with one of my teenagers, where we just couldn't seem to line up. And I was driving in the car one day listening to the radio, and a scientist, like an OSU scientist or somebody, was talking about what happens when the Columbia River meets the Pacific Ocean, how the river water and the salt water from the ocean have trouble mixing, and how it's different, and how there's this kind of dance that goes on. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is exactly what's happening with my child. And then this song just showed up. So, and I'm really happy with it. And then about right before the pandemic, I finished my first album, which is called Both Things Are True, that I'm going to release here pretty quickly. And this song is on that album. And so that's the recording that I provided for you.
Well, thank you for that background. Tell us what you're up to these days.
I am studying. So I'm working on a master's in interdisciplinary studies, and I'm interested in the different ways that people see things and the different decisions that we can make when we're telling stories or when we're explaining things or when we're conveying things, and then what the experience is of the person who receives that information, a listener to music or a reader, or and how their context affects what they experience, and how communication happens, and the psychological and spiritual shifts that happen with that. So it's all kind of in that area. Eventually it will turn into something specific.
Have you played with other musicians in a band type setting?
Yeah, of course, the pandemic shut everything down for everybody. But before the pandemic, I'm in a band with a couple of guys, Steve Sever and David Whitaker. And the name of our band is Arlene, or Arlene like Jolene. We've kind of danced around that. And I was playing several times a month before the pandemic. And then when everything shut down, I have so many musician friends who were depending on their livelihood that I just stopped doing anything to make space. And then, of course, you know, like everybody, it's the momentum of coming out of the pandemic and all that sort of thing. And of course, the masters for my album were ready in February of 2020. I'm really excited to share the album with people. It was produced by a woman named Clara Baker, who lived in Corvallis for several years, but is based out of Portland, who's just brilliant. And she brought me to Bart Budwig, who is based in Enterprise, Oregon, up in northeastern Oregon. We actually went up there to record the album, and it was just delightful. We recorded in a 100-year-old theater that was probably, like, you know, called it the Opera House or something, you know, in that era. And the theater is being restored. So the stage was just gorgeous. And it was a lovely place to hang out for a week and record this music. And so Bart plays on the album also. And then the additional musician on the album is a guy named Nico Diosis, who plays with the Shook Twins and is a multi-instrumentalist who played all sorts of wonderful things and made lovely sounds. And then Clara Baker played resophonic guitar, fiddle. Nico played piano. Bart played trumpet. Nico and Clara both played bass. Another guy named Nevada played percussion on one of the songs. So it was really a fun week to spend listening to them in the band, all three of us are songwriters, and so we rotate through, and we all sing, and we all play guitar, and we've had a couple bass players do stints with us for a while. Steve plays multiple instruments. David primarily plays electric guitar in the band, but he also plays saxophone and cello, so it depends on what we're doing. So it's really fun. I'm really grateful to get to spend time playing music with these folks.
Yeah, I really admire people that can play instruments, and especially multiple instruments, because I can't play diddly.
You know, part of music is that everybody has a role. So even if you don't play an instrument, by being a listener or a supporter or a promoter, like, and as you're doing, a supporter of music, it's all part of the community. You know, we all have different things that we bring, and that's how things work.
So when is your new album coming out? Do you have a date yet?
Good question. No, I don't have a date, but I'm so tired of waiting. I've been waiting so long. So this conversation actually is a good impetus to get it out the door. Hopefully by this spring, I'll have CDs in hand for those of us who still have CD players, and then have download codes and have it out in the world.
You can find the music of Marilyn Jordan at marilynjordanmusic.com. We'll look forward to the album coming out.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Janice.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
River water meets salt water, they swirl in the mix show. Don't bother, meets my worried mother. The time bomb ticks. If I knew how to diffuse it, if I knew how to use it, if I knew, we'd fly away. Soak up sunny day. Ocean, my river water is awash in your ocean, your constant motion. You'll make a life that's rich and posh. If I knew how to understand it, if I knew how to comprehend it, if I knew, we'd fly away only so good. Sunny day, we'd only soak up sun.
Song was Lady of the Dancing Water by King Crimson, a British progressive rock band formed in 1968 in London, England. A Crimson King was any ruler during whose reign there was a societal rumbling. Inspired by the Moody Blues, they exerted a strong influence on the early 1970s progressive rock movement and continued to inspire subsequent generations of artists across multiple genres. Robert Fripp, the sole remaining founding member, has acted as the primary composer and driving creative force throughout the band's history. They were ranked number 87 on VH1's 100 Greatest Artists of Hard Rock. Lizard is the third studio album, and it was released in December 1970 in England and in 1971 in the U.S. An on and off band, King Crimson made their breakthrough in 1969 by playing the Rolling Stones' free concert at Hyde Park in London before an estimated 500,000 people. The band's music drew on a wide range of influences provided by all five group members. These elements included classical music, the psychedelic rock spearheaded by Jimi Hendrix, folk, jazz, military music, and free improvisation. This next song, Cool Water, is by Talking Heads, an American band formed in New York in 1975. The song was released on their 1988 Naked album, their eighth and final album. The band dissolved shortly after the release of the album, but they didn't make it public until 1991. Naked was well received by critics and described by them as a combination of humor and good-heartedness, hope and fear, where they contemplate a world on the eve of destruction and leave wide open the question of what the dawn will bring and, alternatively, serious and playful.
Past time. sin at the same as yours. Can they sin at the table too?
On the hill with the windows bare, rock the baby and smell the air, dust in the wind and a rod divine, rock till I find the water line. Rock the baby and watch the signs, eyes to heaven, no cloud to find, walk the land with a rod divine, rock till I find the water line. Until I find the water line. Dusty soil, heaven and the water like a diamond mine. Walk to the fine water line. Call the witches and count to three. Bring the rain, come Trinity. Light the flame, pour the oil. Fill the kettle of fire to boil. Bring a feather and a piece of twine, drop of blood and a dandelion, a baby's breath and a lover's tear, dance the water on back to here. Dance the water on back to here. Heaven and hell in the mortal coil, heaven and hell in the dusty soil, heaven and the water like a diamond mine. Dance to the fire, dance to the water line. Be sin, chalk a circle and step right in. What the preacher don't know can't hurt him. Friend didn't bring no rain, those holy men. Cause the world is dry and the crops are gone, and the babies cry, the sun shines on, and the man I love in the bottle fell. And I might be heading to the preacher's hell, but the man I love left with the rain, and the preacher can't bring him back again. Oh. Heaven and hell, the mortal coil, heaven and hell, the dusty soil, heaven and the water like a diamond mine. Heaven and hell, the mortal coil, heaven and hell, the dusty soil, heaven and the water like a diamond mine. Rock till it finds the water line. Rock the baby and watch the signs. Rock till I find the water light.
It started on the patio of the back bar where the garden sang, the water rose. A midnight swim in our best clothes.
Song was Lemon Water by Professor Caveman, a New Jersey-based rock band formed in 2014 by Rob Romano. They became popular in New Brunswick's basement scene. Their first album was called Grape, and their next albums were called Volumes. The song was on their third album called Volume 3, which is described as intriguing and borderline bizarre and released in 2017. This next song is another American-based alternative band, Sloth Rust, from Boston, Massachusetts. The song Once More for the Ocean is off their album of the same name from last year. It is the seventh album of this band that started in 2010. Band members are Leah Wellbaum, Kyle Band, and Will Gorn.
I sat in front of the ocean. The sky's collapsing.
you can't go back. Better even if you want to, you can't go back.
Scratched in sand beneath a roaming home of stars, young boys try their hand. A Spanish harboring of sorts in Catalonian bars. They were pulled from a sinking ship and saved for last. On the waterfront, the rain is pouring in my heart. Hear the memories come in waves, raking in the lost and found of years. Somehow the stigma still remains. Watch the train steam full ahead as it takes the bend. Empty carriages lose their track, tumble to their end. So the world shrinks drop by drop the wine goes to your head. Swollen angels point and laugh. This time your God is dead.
Don't you drink the same water twice? Its conclusion comes with a price. Just like time will never wait for you. When it dries up, it's gone for good. No one found glaciers or fountains will replace the fragile lifelines of Earth's inner grace. There are mothers who trek from dawn till five for the drink they need to survive. Their only comfort is their ancient gourds, handed down like a burning torch. Many will fall along the patch-caked way, yet we blind eye ourselves every day. Oh, don't you drink the same water twice? How much can one take from the sky? When will you completely satisfied? You can take your money to your grave. They will fight to raid from your cave. Human greed will kill our paradise. Give up a little, it's no sacrifice. Oh, Mother Earth needs a honeymoon from the march of the desert dew. So don't you drink the same water twice, for Mother Earth will pay the
That last song is by Stan Lowe, called Don't Drink the Same Water Twice. He is a songwriter of pop country and inspirational songs. He likes to write and travels a lot in Asia, which is why his music may have an Asian influence. He credits the Everlys, Eagles, Neil Young, Paul Simon, Leonard Cohen, and Van Morrison for his inspirations. He loves to play guitar, dance, and sing. This song, which was written in 2010, is his green song, as he says. Water is a drying resource for millions of people on Earth. It was difficult to find much out about Lowe, but I dug deep, and his real job is as a skilled and experienced executive in business and high-level management. He manages large international projects in technology, e-learning, payment processing, biotech and alternative energy, finance, evaluation, and analysis. This next song is by Laurie Anderson, called John Lilly, from her spoken word album, Ugly One with Jewels, from 1995. Born Laura Anderson in 1947 in Illinois, she is considered an avant-garde artist. She attended Mills College in my hometown, Oakland, California. She is a composer, musician, and film director and has pursued a variety of performance art projects in New York during the 1970s, focusing particularly on language, technology, and visual imagery, and is a pioneer in electronic music. She invented several musical devices and collaborated to develop an instrument she called a talking stick, a 6-foot-long baton-like controller that can access and replicate sounds. She met married singer Lou Reed in 1992 and was married to him until his death in 2013. We have a few more songs to round out the show. I hope you enjoyed the selections. Join me next week on 99.7 KQUA for another guest artist and more songs about water. This is Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice.
John Lilly. The guy who says he can talk to dolphins. Said he was in an aquarium. And there was this big whale. Swimming around and around in his tank. His tank. And the whale kept asking him questions. Questions the whale kept asking was, do all oceans have walls?
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place. Moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country roads, take me home to the place. I hear should have been home yesterday. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, country roads.
I can hear my singing sound. I'm taking you shower.